Rand Paul confronts Anthony Fauci, "You were not paying attention to the science." By Hannah Blow on September 16, 2022. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, this week confronted Anthony Fauci on his ever-evolving opinions on the reality of natural immunity when it comes to the Chinese coronavirus, ultimately concluding that the White House chief medical advisor is not paying attention to the science. The Kentucky Republican played a past clip of Fauci openly stating that someone who was infected with the flu would not need a vaccine, as the most potent vaccination is getting infected yourself. This is an ongoing question, and you know, we've had ever-evolving opinions from you, Dr. Fauci. Paul said, noting that roughly 80% of children have contracted the coronavirus. But there are no guidelines coming from you or anybody in the government to take into account their naturally acquired immunity. You seemed quite certain of yourself in 2004, but in 2022 there's a lot less certainty. Paul said, questioning why Fauci was so willing to accept the reality of natural immunity years ago but has a seemingly difficult time with that reality now. Fauci denied that he has dismissed natural immunity and cited the approvals from U.S. federal health agencies, stating a vaccination following infection gives an added extra boost. He also asserted that the clip Paul played was out of context. Although Paul dismissed Fauci's excuse and made it clear that studies don't report anything on hospitalization or death or transmission. They only report that if you give them the jab, they'll make antibodies, and you can give kids hundreds of jabs and they'll make antibodies every time, but that does not prove efficacy. Paul said, adding that Fauci is denying the very fundamental premise of immunology that previous infection does provide some sort of immunity. It's not in any of your studies. Almost none of your studies from the CDC or from the government have the variable of whether or not you've been previously infected, the Republicans said. At the end of the day, Paul continued, it is Fauci and those of his ilk who are feeding vaccine hesitancy with their dishonesty. You decry people decry vaccine hesitancy. It's coming from the gobbledygook that you give us. You're not paying attention to the science, Paul said. The very basic science is that previous infection provides a level of immunity. If you ignore that in your studies, if you don't present that in your committees, you're not being truthful or honest with us, he added. Watch. A recent survey from The Economist/YouGov found that 28% of Americans have not received any coronavirus vaccine.